This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
I'm Doug Steffen here with the American Family Farmer, an overview of what's going on the family farms around our country, whether it be in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, or out in Cook County. There's some farms around Chicago that are very cool, all the way out to the Valley of the Shadow of Sun in California. And so I'm very pleased to be able to have this opportunity every week to talk about problems that we can solve together. I am an American family farmer as well as a broadcaster. I have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Been around cows all my life. I have raised a lot of corn and a lot of hay. And I have spent some of the most pleasant hours of my life giving birth to heifer calves and bull calves. I guess I have that much credibility. But the reason that we are here together is to be an advocate for the family farm and the family farmer. There are now, I think we have 151 radio stations as of last count that are carrying this radio program. And for me, that says it's not about me, it's about the message, the mission. Not only are we talking to family farmers and people who have farm businesses, but to those who are part of the locavore movement, which are the families, the people who are supporting agriculture in its most basic form. That is, we go to the farms, we buy directly from the farmer. We may even go out into the fields and pick raspberries or blueberries or whatever. We may go to the dairy and see the cows being milked. We may have any number of experiences that bring us around to understanding what the people who are on the farms do and how they make it from day to day. So as we are able to bring you a lot of stories from the American side, because this week I happen to be visiting in Israel, I thought it might be instructive, helpful, fun to talk to a couple of people involved in agriculture in Israel. The first being a gentleman named Shai Seltzer, who is a dairy farmer. May I call you Shai, or should I call you Mr. Seltzer?
Call me Shai. It is normal to call me Shai.
All right. So you are, in terms of milk, you don't milk cows, you milk goats. Is that right?
Yes, of course. We are milking goats, not cows.
All right. So how did you learn? Did you grow up around goats? Are you a goat farmer from a goat dairy family, or what's your background?
We are a goat family, goat dairy family, working here with this farming for something like 45 years. We raise the goats, and
so
we are raising them in the farm. Yes.
All right. So let's talk about how you do that here versus how someone in America might do it. What are some, I don't know if you've traveled to other countries or whether you have just the experience of being a goat farmer here and making cheese, that sort of thing. What sort of problems do you have that you think are unique either to your farm or to being a goat farmer in Israel?
First, to be a goat farmer in Israel is very unique. There are very few in all this country. I think that the settlement system is different than American system. So farm, especially farm, there are very few. Most of them, of the goat breeders, are living in moshav or kibbutz or something different, but in a group. We are living just in the wild, in the mountains. We have a separate house. And the closer neighbors are living something like 5 or 6 kilometers from us. It's not so close. This is a big problem, but that's it. We are in a very remote place in the mountains.
So most people think of Israel as being either Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or close-in cities. Most of the population, there are, I think, what, 8, 10 million people that live in Israel, and most of them live in the areas where the big cities are. You're up north in the Golan area, if I'm not mistaken, close to the Jordanian-Syrian border. Is that right?
No, I'm not in the Golan thing. I'm living not so far from Jerusalem, in Judea Mountains. And we are one of the very first farms here. I think that there is an old Judean mountain, and there only, it was three farms, and now there is only we left. I think another one left. But most of the settlements are or in kibbutz or are in different moshav or living in the city.
But right, so explain to people, let's talk a little bit about the difference between having what you refer to as a farm in the wild. That's why I thought you were up north, because I had forgotten that Judea had some open farmland. It's fairly close to the Jordan River, is it not?
It's coming from the Jordan River. They are climbing up the Judean desert. And that comes up to the mountain, to the top. And in the top of the mountain, there is Jerusalem. And it's from Jerusalem, it's going to the west, and going in the slope, going down to the seashore.
Mm-hmm.
In the seashore, there is Tel Aviv, and all the settlements in the shore.
Mm-hmm.
But in the mountains, we have a big range, that it's going up from Beersheba, climbing up to Hebron, Bethlehem, Jerusalem, and then Nablus, and then that is the ridge of Judea Mountains. It is divided to two. One, the southern part, it is the Judean Mountains, and from Ramallah and north, it's going up and calling the Sumeria Mountains.
All right, so what I'm focusing on here is an area that really doesn't have a lot of grass, doesn't have a lot of pasture, it doesn't have a lot of grazing area. So do you have to supplement the food, the feed that your goats get? Is some of it commercially produced?
Yes, we supplement, but that is not the reason that there is not enough in the field. We are grazing every day. 365 days a year we are grazing, and we are living on the grazed land because we need the grazing. Goat is not a grazer, it is a browser, and we have a lot of small shrubs and a lot of trees, and the goats are eating them. They are not eating, it's not the same way of feeding like you have cows or horses. We have browsers. They belong to the antelope. They not belong to the group of the cows, of these other animals that eat the grass. So their supplement is what we are giving because we have a lot of milk. And that is a different way of raising goats. And we need to do it because from every different plant that the goats are tasting in, we are making different cheese. So we make, during the year, we're making five different cheeses that belongs to a different plant that the goats are using.
Isn't that amazing? In other words, what they eat predicates how the milk tastes and how the cheeses taste. We'll explore that in a few moments here. Hold on, if you will, please. I'm happy to have you with me. Shai Seltzer is a goat farmer and also makes goat cheese, and he's just told us there are five different kinds of cheeses depending on what the, and I don't know, I guess I can think to my dairy experiences and how much different, depending on what the cows are eating, the milk tastes, and it does. They're going to be influenced, just like wine that you get from certain regions, influenced by the acidity of the soil. It makes a lot of sense now that you think about it. So we'll continue our conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm in Israel this week, and therefore the focus on the American family farmer is on Israeli farmers and what it is like, what the problems are, and what the results are of their work here. We'll continue in a matter of moments. First, I need to tell you a little about Superbeets. Superbeets is a drink. Well, actually, the Super Beet product is a dry sort of powder that comes from non-GMO beets that are cooked, dried, and then powdered and put in the canister so that when you get them, you open up the canister, take a spoonful, put it in 4 ounces of water or into your smoothie or whatever it is that you're drinking, and enjoy the benefits of getting the nitric oxide into your system. And I always do this. There's a television camera on me now. We're broadcasting on Facebook.com. DJV show. So if I do this, that means I'm talking about your arteries. They open up with the nitric oxide that comes from the beets. That's why athletes are using it. People who are working out are using it because it gives you more blood to get to your muscles, to your brain, to every single part of your body. Super Beets is an amazing product. And it's all natural. It gets your blood pressure where it's supposed to be and keeps it there. There are all kinds of benefits. If you're in the gym for an extra long workout, you'll find having taken this is really going to help you out a lot. So, we have this great tasting superfood drink. If you haven't gotten in on the bandwagon, you ought to call 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeets.com. You'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beets. That doesn't cost you anything with your first order. You'll get a book called Beat the Odds, which also doesn't cost you anything with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. That's five lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon, they don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply on data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glamour in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver. Especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever? Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
And now, three recent financial memories.
Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The American Family Farmer on the air, part of the Good Day program, and I am as well, Doug Steffen, here on the air from Israel this week, having an overview of what life is like here, and that does include farm life, agriculture in Israel, done much differently than we do in the U.S. This program is aimed at solving problems. Maybe we'll hear from Farmer Shai Seltzer a way for you to deal with a problem you may have. All right, so Mr. Seltzer, we're back to a focus on your herd now a little bit. Can you tell me about the kind of goats that you are milking, how many you have, how much land you use? Can I get an overview of your farm, the operation, please?
Yes, I will tell you. We have Anglo-Nubian goats. That the base of the herd came from America and something like 40 years ago, 35 years ago. And till then, we were working on goats that were local here, but from the time, 35 years, we are working only with Anglo-Nubian goats.
Mm-hmm.
We brought them from America, and we are grazing them every day, as I told you before.
Yeah.
And because we are grazing, the goats find by themselves the best, the tasty food for themselves. Mm. They're not going to eat something that they don't like, so they can choose. And by the period of the year, the taste changes in the plants. So there are plants that they are very good in the summer, there are plants that are very good in the autumn, there are plants that are very tasty in the winter, and like that it is going. So we have five different main plants that they are eating, they are choosing. And these five different plants, we are making from each one a different cheese. So every few months we change the cheese, and we make a different cheese. And that gives the cheese different taste.
Taste, yeah, I can understand that. That makes a lot of sense.
We have
a difficult connection because of where you are and where I am, and I only have a few minutes left with you, so I want to sort of get to a couple of other things that are important to our farmers, and that is how you decide how much to charge for these five different kinds of cheeses that are apparently are award-winning. I know you've won from a panel of judges at the International Cheese Exhibition. You have won awards. So how do you know how to charge your customers? And do they come to your farm, or do you sell in the stores? Help us understand that.
First of all, we are not selling to stores. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that want to buy cheese, our cheese come here. And that is another thing. We are very remote in the mountains. It's quite difficult to get to our farm, but we are selling our cheese, and we are not selling cheese that it is younger than 6 months. We maturate the cheese 6 months at least. And so we are making the cheese, and the price is the same price for all of them. All the cheeses we are making, we have one price for each cheese that we make. And only so, the one, they, yes,
how do you,
one
you're,
price.
How do you know how to charge, though? How do you know how much people are willing to pay for your cheese? Or can you charge anything and you'll find a market for it?
Listen, the market is here. And we didn't advertise, never. In our life, we never advertise. And the thing that goes from the mouth to the ear of the people that buy here the cheese.
Right.
And everyone brings the other one. And we have, this is the way that we are working. We are not advertising at all.
Yeah, that's fascinating to get word of mouth. And that's one of the things I think that's a benefit of American family farming as well. Mr. Seltzer, thank you for explaining how your farm works and the goat cheese. Our time is up. It's 28 past the hour on the American Family Farm.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now 34 after the hour, another half hour of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen in Israel this week. I've been to Israel 5 times over the past 15 years, and I have found each time I came a different accentuated problem and a different way for me to learn and understand. And I think through my travels and what I experience and the stories that I tell, hey, you may be helped no matter whether you're listening to the Farm Show or some of the other programs that I do. Joining me now in this portion of the program is a fellow who is described best as being a cowboy, from what I can understand. Avishai Shmulin is up in the Golan Heights, and I say up in the Golan Heights. When I was talking to the last fellow, the goat farmer, I thought he was up there. That's some of the richest land in Israel, but it also is on the Syrian border. This fellow grows his cattle as a beef operation up there, so I thought we'd find out what he does to make things work and how they may be compared and contrasted. Even if we don't solve some of the problems that American farmers have with this conversation, I think many people would be interested just to know how it's done. So, Mr. Shmulin, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very good, very good. That's good. Just came back from the farm 10 minutes ago.
You came back to the farm 10 minutes ago. So tell me what it's like. Tell me the area that you're in. Describe for people the Golan Heights, those people who are reading newspapers and know what's going on in Syria. And it's close to the Syrian border. How does that – tell us a little about the atmosphere there and how what goes on there may or may not affect what you're doing on your cattle ranch.
Well, I'm born and raised in the Golan. I'm here – my age is 33. I'm 33 years old all my life here. And I can say the last years we can hear a lot of bombing, but it's very far. It's not close. Mm-hmm. But you can hear it. Like, let's say if it's a windy day, you can hear a bit, but we don't really affect from it. I don't feel it close to me.
I wondered whether, because of your proximity there, whether there was a worry, or you ever have a worry about people stealing your cattle for purposes that would be necessary. If it were 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, maybe even 100 years ago, if someone like you were close to a theater of war and you were raising food, soldiers need food, and it isn't beyond the realm of possibility that they, fellows that aren't on your side could come to your farm, steal the cows, and use it for feed for the soldiers on the other side. That's never been a problem or never entered into your reality. Is that right?
Well, we have a problem of stealing in whole of Israel has this problem of stealing, of theft. To tell you, it's from the other side, from the Syrian side. It's not from the Syrian side, because we have borderline. So it's not from there, and it comes from inside the country.
Really?
Stealing, it's a problem, yeah.
So other Israelis will come to your ranches. Do you have open pastures, open grazing land, or is your land fenced? How do you? We have fences around most of our land, so I wonder if you fence or let them roam. Is it free range?
We let them roam inside the paddock. I won't call it paddocks. It's like fences, like you have.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, I would say, you know, you have, I forgot how you say, I need the words. I lost my words.
What are you describing?
We have, like, big paddocks that they are fenced.
Yep, okay.
And the cows, they roam inside it, and we change them as they walk the land, as they eat.
Mm-hmm.
They eat.
That's called alternative grazing or rotational grazing, where we move the fences around and the cows can eat in certain places, as opposed to feeding them on a feedlot where all the feed is brought in. Most of what I can gather from the sort of description you've had, and I've talked to some other people here who are dairy folks, they have it's a pasture. You don't confine them. They're eating mostly the grasses in the field, right?
Yeah, we have pastures. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is what we have. This what was the word that I was looking for. So they roam around it, and the circle is the same circle. You know, they eat in winter in certain area, and in summertime we have a different place, and that's the circle.
Well, the weather that you have here is different than what we have in most of our country, although some of the Southwest has weather that's similar, and some of the farms that grow a lot of cattle for either beef or dairy purposes have thousands of cows, and they have to feed them, supplement them, they have to cool them off in the summer with water. Here, I wonder how much of that affects you. You have a season. Right now we're in the beginning of winter time. Your winter lasts for a couple of months, and the temperatures are, in terms of what we understand in the Americas, 45, 50 degrees at night, and 60 or 65 degrees during the daytime is considered winter, because in the summertime you have temperatures around 100 degrees every day, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Our hardest time is summer. So in winter time, we really enjoy the cows. It's wonderful for them, because that's more ideal for the cows. The cool climate, the cool weather. Mm-hmm. So in winter, it's much, much easier. In summertime, it's very hard for the animals to enjoy life. It's very hard. So in
I know.
They're in swamps, and in the Golan we have swamps, you know. Mm-hmm. So most of the time in midday, when it's really hot, they go to a shady place or like sit in the swamp in an area that it's has a flowing air, you know, windy.
Yes. Do you have? Do you own the cattle? Is this ranch yours, or do you work for somebody else?
This cattle ranch is a kibbutz. I'm a kibbutz.
Okay.
I'm from kibbutz.
Yeah, got it.
And all my life I'm from this kibbutz. You know, kibbutz is a community life.
Yes.
So we're sharing the businesses we share in the community. So we have a bit of agriculture, a bit of cows, wine, vineyards.
Do vineyards, yeah. You do a whole bunch of things. Well, that's what happens on the American Family Farm as well. They're trying to do lots of different things so they can make ends meet. What breed of cattle are you growing? This is beef cattle for meat, right, that you're having on your ranch?
Yes. We graze mainly Simmental.
Okay. Heavy beef.
Cows.
Yep.
And Angus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, good beef. Yeah, good beef cattle. Yeah. Angus very thick and Simmental a little bit bigger, but the same sort of experience when you grow them. How many do you have that you raise in the course of a year?
So we produce around 600 calves a year.
Mm-hmm. And so you're supplying not only the needs of the kibbutz, but you have a lot of customers. Do the people who buy your meat, do they come to the kibbutz, or do you sell it in the city? Do you bring it down to butchers and to markets? How do you sell your beef?
So in that part of that field, I'm not so familiar.
You don't know the answer. Yeah.
Yes, I'm in the land. I'm not in the marketing.
Right. You're the guy that raises them and takes care of them before they go to market. All right, I get that. All right, we'll hold that thought for a moment. Let me pause and do a couple of things here. Avashai Shmulian is a Golden Heights cowboy. He takes care of the cattle. You just heard him describe his job. We'll continue talking to him about his experiences and what we can learn from him here in America. Or actually, I'm broadcasting in America, but for me, here is Israel today. 43 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition Philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Compassion in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once heard someone say that it's easier to run a 60-second ad about locking people up and throwing away the key than it is to try to explain why rehabilitating people is the smarter thing to do. Really? I don't believe that. In fact, I'm willing to give it a shot right now. If someone goes to prison and is slated to return to society someday, the same society in which you, your children, and your loved ones live, wouldn't it make more sense to help teach that person a better path than to just teach him more effective ways to be a criminal? Would you want a bitter, angry, institutionalized person sharing your community with you? Or would you rather that person, regardless of whatever mistakes he made, come out of prison being a better person? I honestly don't even think I needed the full 60 seconds to ask you that. For more on compassion, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some food for thought. The story of a California farmer who's now facing $8 million in penalties for tilling his land a couple of years ago. He thinks the government is trying to make an example out of him, and I think he's right. His name is John Duarte. So this guy gets a call from the Army Corps of Engineers saying he's deep ripping. Soon after that, he said he was sent a cease and desist order from the Army Corps of Engineers saying the farm was ripping up wetlands and the farmer could face jail time. So the Pacific Legal Foundation filed a Fifth Amendment due process lawsuit. When the lawsuit was supported by a federal judge in Sacramento, destruction of wetlands lawsuit was filed against Duarte, saying that this deep ripping destroyed aquatic features on his property. A team of 10 federal attorneys stayed on the property for 10 days to investigate the claims of deep ripping. The feds have ripped it all up, and they say he's in violation of the Clean Water Act. This is an amazing example of the government gone wild. That's my feeling. 46 past the hour now in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with rancher cowboy Avashai Shmulian, who is overseeing hundreds of beef cattle in the Golan Heights area of northern Israel. Do you have problems with disease? Do you have to give the livestock antibiotics? And if so, does that raise a question with some of your some of the people that buy your? We have a big. The reason I ask you that, Avashar, is because we have a big controversy about that in America, whether or not antibiotics ought to be given to beef and dairy cattle. So, do you have that same concern here?
Well, yes, of course. Since I'm a small boy, actually, I'm thinking about these things, if it's good or not good. I believe on the natural way.
Natural way.
Yeah, of course. We also, all of our businesses is going to that area, but it will take time. You know, I think also, like in America, it's a big process. The world, most people want to go there, but it doesn't. How will I say it in English? It's
that's okay. You've made it clear. You made it very clear. That's good. How do you get around? I think in our minds, the romantic notion of a cowboy is that he's on a horse riding around out on a cattle drive or something from some of our Western movies. Do you use a Jeep, a truck? How do you get around and keep these animals in check?
So in our place, we have horses. That's for me, it's the best way to get around to the cows, because with a horse I can do everything. It's my legs, you know. It's more than my legs. It's a friend. It's you know, it's very hard, and the land is very rocky.
Yeah, right.
Very
hilly. Yeah, it would be very hard to get around. Yeah,
and animals are also tough. They're very strong and big and tough, and we have to go around with the horses. It's not possible without a horse.
Yeah, all right. So you've taught us a lot about your reality there. This is Avashar Shmulian, who is the cowboy we've been talking to the last few minutes from the Golan Heights in northern Israel. Happy to have you on board and telling us your experiences, sir. Thank you very much. Happy New Year. 50 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stephen, I'm focused on the political realities that we now face because the election is over. Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. How will his policies differ from the current administration? We can only hope that they'll be different. That's my point of view. More on my comments in just a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
All right, so there are a lot of people who are, I'm certainly one of them, happy that the rancor of this presidential campaign is over. I don't know that I thought a lot about what Hillary Clinton might do in terms of agriculture, because I don't think it's much of a priority for her. I don't see that it was much of a priority for her husband. It sure as heck wasn't a priority for Obama, and it sure as heck wasn't a priority for George Bush. We tend to find ourselves in that back closet or in the lowest rung of consideration rather on the top. Wouldn't you think these people would be smart enough or interested enough to want to protect the sources of food for our country as well as for much of the world? Nah, it's just a lot of bureaucratic bumbling, mumbling and fumbling. So, and especially with this last 8 years, I'm hoping that we can, despite the media and how they portray rural America, the ignorance from the news media and the ignorance from politicians, the ignorance from bureaucrats is legion. Aren't we all ready? I sure as heck am, for rural America to be treated differently, to have farm policy the focus or the importance, given the importance that it deserves. After all, again, we're responsible for feeding not only most of our country, if not all of it, but we certainly have competition from other countries, but we're feeding millions and millions, tens of millions of people in other countries. So the Trump administration, I think, probably will ease the regulatory initiatives that were so burdensome under these boobs that were here the last 8 years. And I pull no punches. I have no use for what the Obama administration was about. I think the Environmental Protection Agency's waters of the U.S. rule was just as ignorant as could possibly, anything could possibly be. It's tied up in the court system. Hopefully it'll be there until Trump gets to be president and he can throw it out the window. Some of the rules that are already in place with the Food and Drug Administration, hopefully get rolled up back, that Food Safety Act and all of the stuff that has been a burden to the family farmer, and trying to separate those who make $500,000 from those who make $1 million a year. This is not productive. This isn't helpful. This doesn't make our job easier or the food that we produce better. It's just more bungling and fooling around in the name of the patron saint of bureaucracy. So anyway, there's a lot of agricultural coalitions. There are rules that some of us think maybe are of value. And then there's the fight between the National Farmers Union and the smaller farmers and the American Farm Bureau Federation and the bigger farmers. And that gets in the way, depending on who gave how much money to whatever politician. That may not change very much at all. I'm not impressed with the agriculture secretary who's been announced by the administration to be. I will tell you that Vilsack was a horror show, and he came from the same club that the guy who's now going to be the agriculture secretary comes from. Do I have some good thoughts, and do I really have some optimism? Yeah, I think I projected that. I just want them to pay attention to what the real needs are of us as farmers and you as people who use our product. You need certain things. You need to eat well, and we need to be taken care of well so we can take care of you well. Let's keep our fingers crossed that that will be the rule and the law of the land under the new administration.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.